Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. What's going on, successors? Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author, Jonathan Jones, and here we are with another episode. And this week, we're going to go ahead and kick it off into a Fast Break Friday episode. And before we get into the episode, I want to take the time and, of course, just shout out a faithful and loyal listener just for the Apple review of the week. And the review goes on to say, quick and satisfactory. The gems within these episodes are amazing. I really went through and applied a few nuggets I heard into my daily routine. I'm not a huge fan of podcasts, but this was both relatable and easy to digest. We want to thank you, Miss Inner underscore L, and that's Inner underscore E-L-L-E. We want to thank you for rocking with the Speak Your Success podcast and taking the time to write that helpful review for us. Just as I've shared before, if you have taken the time and listened to the podcast and you really enjoy the content, I would encourage you to subscribe to whatever platform that you enjoy listening to us on. If it's Google Play, if it's Apple Podcasts, if it's Stitcher, Spotify, whichever platform you enjoy listening to us on, CastBox, I would encourage you to subscribe. And then if you really rock with the content, then leave us a helpful review if you can, if you have a moment. That would mean so much to me, and ultimately that will help us continue to rise up the charts and create the opportunity to begin to add value to even more individuals just like yourselves. So without further ado, we're going to go and get into today's topic, and I'm talking about so close yet so far. I had an opportunity to do a keynote presentation at an internship expo just the other day, and I spoke to over 300 plus students, and it was an amazing opportunity, but I really enjoy getting to connect with the students afterwards. And this year, they allowed me to set up a table, and then students came through, they passed by. I got to talk with them, got to connect. And then one young lady said, "John, I'm mad." And I said, "Okay, yes, ma'am. What are you mad about?" She said, "I went and stopped at this other lady's table, and then I asked her, was she self-made?" And then the woman went on to say, "Well, you know, she didn't necessarily have to build her business, but everything that she had was either given to her or it was built off of relationships." She said, "I'm upset because that's not the same situation for me." I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "John, well, I used to make shoes. I used to make clothes. I used to make dresses. But now I don't do it anymore because my friends, you know, I try to sell it to my friends. They're trying to get a hookup. And they're trying to get me at a discounted rate." I said, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa." I said, "Hold on really quick." First and foremost, I wanted her to understand that she couldn't attack the other woman because she came from a different place and a different perspective, right? This is something one of my therapists helped me understand one point in time when I was upset that my brother was a naturally gifted musician, right? He could play the saxophone, he could play the keyboard, he could play any instrument you can name, percussion, go down the line. And I told my therapist, I said, "I'm mad because my brother always gets these random opportunities, and he never had to work for some of those opportunities that he's gotten." My therapist went on to say, "Well, John, I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, you have to realize that, you know, maybe when he gets to where he's desiring to go, maybe he's going to have to build a different level of resilience because you think that he was given these things. And however, you feel on your side that some opportunities that you've had, you ultimately created by working and by speaking and doing these different things." So the tangible tip here I want us to understand is, based on your situation, based on where you're from, that does not matter in comparison to somebody else. You can't be upset at somebody else because they couldn't control the life that they were born into. You can't be upset at somebody else because they can't pick their parents, and nor can they even pick the gift that they desire. Well, you can pick the gift that you desire to use within your life, but some people have different giftings that might be more so visually pleasing to the visual aesthetic of things. And you might say, well, John, but my gift isn't that great because my gift, I might sow really well, or I might encourage people behind the scenes really well, but I don't step out on the stage. And that's perfectly fine. But I want you to understand that you shouldn't tear down somebody else's gift because you feel that your gift is better, or you feel that their gift is inadequate based on how they were able to achieve that level of success. Cool. So then we continue to talk, and I continue to speak with this young lady, and then I wanted to help her understand that so close yet so far, because she was only 15, 16 years old, and she's talking about what she used to do. I said, whoa, 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 sweetheart. I said, you're too young to used to do anything. I said, you have to keep going. You have to keep trying. You have to keep working. I said, the people and your friends that you're wanting to, and expecting to support you, I told her, no, ma'am. They might not be your target audience. You tell them your price, they can't pay it. They might not be your target client. They might not be your ideal client. That's the same thing that goes for each and every one of us. Sometimes we're trying to sell a product to people who don't even want it. Like, really, let's think about that. Imagine you trying to sell a meal to somebody, but they just ate. Why would they want your meal? They don't want the food because they just got through eating. So you're trying to sell to somebody who's not even hungry. Come on, man. It's a harsh reality because we assume that our family should support us. We assume our friends should back us up. But at the end of the day, sometimes they're the last ones to come around. And your friends are the people that you choose to be around. These are the people that you intentionally said, I want to spend my time with you, so I want you to be around me. Understanding that, we have to realize that first and foremost, where we desire to go in our life, that has nothing to do with where our friends desire to go in their lives. We have to make the decision, and if we want to stick with those people, and if we call them our friends, well, then you have to own that decision. But on the other side, if you have a product and you're trying to move it and you're trying to get it out there and somebody tells you no, you can't allow yourself to be deterred by that. Because sometimes success is so close, it's one relationship away. Sometimes success really looks like you just getting over that next step. It looks like you getting past that adversity. And then on the other side of that adversity, that might be a client waiting for your service. That might be somebody just striving and needing to hear your story. But if you stop right when you meet that adversity, then what success will you be able to obtain? Success always seems so far off when we picture it as an elephant. We're like, oh my goodness, this is so big. Where do I start? What do I do first? I just rolled out my business. I just started a nonprofit. This is so much to do, John. What do I do? Just like eating an elephant, it's one bite at a time. So today, the main takeaway is I really just want us to not attack people based on their situations. The people didn't ask to be born into the family they were born into. Those family ties, that's their business. Some people might inherit more based on the life they're born into. But then they might be lacking something else. They could potentially be lacking resilience. They could potentially be lacking grit. And then you on the other side, you might have been born into a family where you weren't as financially well off. However, through your perspective and through your life and through your experiences, you've been able to build grit. You've been able to build just a wherewithal to where you just persist through anything and everything because you didn't have that financial backing. So let's just remember that we have to not tear people down, but encourage one another. But secondly, stop trying to sell your food to somebody who's not hungry, okay? There are so many million people in this world. I think there might be billions. I'm not even sure. I need to check the stats on that. But there are so many people in this world who are dying to get your product, who are dying to hear your message, who need a word from you, who need you to utilize your gift. But you just have to get to them. You just have to identify them. You just have to find where they are. Friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I had the opportunity to do an interview just the other day with the Compete Every Day podcast. That's a podcast I certainly rock with because they're putting out a lot of great value, and they just rolled it out not too long ago. So I would encourage you to check out that link. I'm going to have it down in the show notes so you can get the opportunity to listen to that. But in addition to that, I'm going to send that out in the weekly email just so you can have the opportunity to check out my interview. I sat down with Jake Thompson of Compete Every Day, the brand Compete Every Day podcast. They're doing great things. They have some dope apparel. And I would love if you checked out that and just gave your feedback. But friends, if you're rocking, I would encourage you to do a screenshot, post this on social media, tag me, tag Jonathan J Speaks on Twitter, tag Jonathan Jones Speaks on Instagram, and use the hashtag SYS Podcast. And then I will definitely shout you out or repost it because we have to get this message out. Pass this message on to somebody who needs it because people, we have to pour into one another because we can't run around here being empty cups. That's not a good look. And we can't give our service and we can't serve the world in the way that it needs to be served if we're running around empty. So pour yourself out this week, fill somebody else up, but then make sure that you get replenished as well. This is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?